Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The change is coming to Philadelphia. Just 3 years removed from hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, the Eagles parting ways with Super Bowl-winning head coach Doug Peterson at 5 years leading the team. According to NFL Network and Saturday in Rappaport, the decision may have been somewhat mutual. Rap Sheet saying Peterson felt that he was constantly being told what to do by the front office. Once that new head coach is named, one of the big decisions will be quarterback Carson Wentz. Wentz, of course, was replaced as the starter, and owner Jeffrey Lurie was careful about how he talked about his future.
I take a sort of a more, probably a longer view of this was not the best season for our offense. It was a poor season, and we also had a poor season from Carson in terms of what he's been able to show in the past. Very fixable, and I fully expect him to realize his potential.
As for who might replace Peterson in Philly, Lurie's saying he expects current assistant head coach Deuce Staley to be a candidate for the job. Prior to coaching, Staley spent 7 years as an Eagles running back. In other NFC East coaching news, Cowboys have hired Dan Quinn as the team's new defensive coordinator. Quinn, of course, spent 5 years as head coach for the Falcons and was fired this season after 5 games. Remains to be seen, though, what type of scheme will install in Dallas. They ran a traditional 4-3 scheme in Seattle, and Atlanta primarily has had a 4-3 base look, too. Well, Sunday night, the Buccaneers are looking to upset their division rival New Orleans in order for Tom Brady to advance to his first NFC title game appearance. But the Buccaneers did not have success against the Saints during the regular season as New Orleans swept the season series. Bucs head coach Bruce Arians is not too concerned about his team's confidence heading into this divisional round matchup.
I don't think there's any more swag than our offense has. I guarantee you that. And, you just have to, you can't get caught up in the finger pointing and the trash talking. You got to play football. And, the Bears young receiver got caught up in it and got thrown out of a game. It's right. Going to happen. I mean, that's who they are. So you just have to deal with it and win your one-on-one matchups. But, they have a ton of swagger and they should.
Bucs, by the way, have never faced the Saints in a playoff game. And we could have some more history this weekend in the other NFC playoff game. The Packers signing right tackle Jared Veldheer just 2 days after he started for the Colts in their playoff loss to Buffalo. So if he takes the field Saturday, Veldheer will become the first NFL player to ever play for two different teams in the same postseason. The Bills have lost 3 straight and are 3-6 overall versus the Ravens, who they are facing for the first time in the playoffs on Saturday night. Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott has great respect for John Harbaugh's team.
They're a good football team. You know, they're big, they're strong, they're tough, they're well coached. They've got playmakers on all sides of the ball, including special teams. Probably the best kicker in the game. They don't beat themselves. I mean, where do you want to, it comes down to how well you play, and they're playing really good. And they've got a loaded roster of good players that are game changers.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick was set to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom Thursday, but after the events last week at the U.S. Capitol, Belichick announcing Monday he will now decline the award. Belichick saying in a statement he was honored to be named a recipient of the award, but felt he could no longer accept it. And be sure to catch Good Morning Football as my man Kyle Brandt hands out the highly coveted scepter in a playoff edition of Angry Runs. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern on NFL Network. Well, my time is up, people. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.